Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary. Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Hey guys, this special anniversary episode of The Read is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com and use offer code THERAPY. Now, let's get the show started.
Back that ass up. What's up, New York City? How y'all feeling tonight? Y'all good? Word up, we want to take this opportunity to welcome each and every mother... Okay, hold on. First of all, I need your help tonight, all right? Y'all got my back? Perfect. My name is Dustin Ross. I've contributed on The Read a few times, and I love it. It's near and dear to my heart, so I'm trying to be better. It's 2014, and God is not through with me yet, so I'm trying to stop cussing, okay? But I want y'all to be my heathens tonight. So anytime, y'all follow me now, follow me. Anytime that you anticipate me saying a cuss word or I anticipate myself saying one, I'm just going to do this. And I want all of y'all to fill in the blank, okay? All right? So I want y'all to keep in mind that Kid Fury and Crystal are artists and they sensitive about that. There you go. I knew y'all was with me tonight, New York City. That's what's up. So welcome to The Read. It's the 1-year anniversary of The Read. Give it up one time! Yeah. That's 365 days of Beyonce, 365 days of laughter, 365 days of real shade, because there is a difference, 365 days of reading with a capital R, E-A-N-D. So welcome to the 1-year anniversary of the show. This is our chance to show appreciation and twerk it and drop it one time for Kid Fury and Mother Crystal. Hey! So as always, with any situation, it's levels to this shit. There you go. So tonight, if y'all can, let's keep the heckling to a minimum. Anytime you have some shit to say, tweet it. There you go. And hashtag The Read Live NYC. Also, after the show, we want to thank everybody for coming out and being a part of this and getting to experiencing it. And our lucky, lucky VIP guests, we ask that you remain seated for the meet and greet that makes you just a little bit less ashy than everybody else on the face of the earth, all right? So with that being said and with that being known, let's go ahead and get this started. Give it up! Give it up, give it up, give it up! For your boy, Kid Fury, your girl, Crystal, and The Read!
So you fucked your cousin, and your question is how to deal with his emotions and not how to deal with the fact that you fucked your cousin? What? You fucked your cousin!
Hello.
Hi, y'all.
Hi, New York!
Hi, everybody! Damn!
Thank you for coming. Y'all look so goddamn good. Damn, it's so many of y'all in here. Fuck!
Yes, Beyonce right in the front row. That's what I
Beyonce's
like to see.
Beyonce's here. Oh.
Hi, y'all. Please sit down. That's enough.
All right, that's close enough.
Y'all up like we the president or some shit.
That's where I'm going for my motivation if I stumble through the show. Wow.
So you didn't tell me you was gonna do that. He didn't tell me he was putting that cousin fucking shit on the intro. So when it played, I looked at him backstage like, nigga, what?
Wasn't that one of the greatest moments of this?
No, it was not. I need y'all to understand that I was physically ill in the studio, like falling out of my chair, having an emotional reaction to that nasty ass girl who fucked her cousin. And then tried to, I'm not going to go back down this road. I'm really not. I'm really not. Anyway.
We were on the train ride home for like a smooth 45 minutes, and we talked about that cousin fucker.
Like, how nasty.
Entire ride.
Like, there will just never be that big of a dick shortage ever. Like, ever. Oh, I'm sorry. Ooh. Let's just.
Anyway.
Hi, New York. It's been a year. I can't believe it's been a year. I say that all the time. I'm going to stop saying that.
Year. Wow.
And
you remember when we thought, we started the show and we said, let's just see what the fuck happens.
I remember you asking me about it and I was like, nigga, what? A podcast? Like, the hell is a podcast? And you were like, we go in the studio, you don't even have to do it more than once. We could just do one episode, see how you like it. And now it's been a year and we're here in the middle of Manhattan with all of y'all. It's just amazing. Thank you so much for all the support and all the love. Y'all are unreal. Thank you.
Well, goddamn it. It definitely don't feel like a year because it's still so motherfucking cold. Shit, I don't know. Feels like yesterday. Shit, we still frozen, bitch. I am wearing Uniqlo heat tech underneath these pleather pants.
Are you really?
Understand, I've got the V-neck up underneath this jersey.
You're going to be so hot
and this rented
leather.
Ballman jacket.
In about 15 minutes, we're going to have to take a break so you can go backstage and undress because you are going to be hot as fuck.
Shout out to the stylist over there. She gave, bitch, this jacket is like my whole year's rent. Like an entire year of rent. And I just feel like a Knowles Carter.
Okay. As long as you feel like you are kin to Blue Ivy, then it's all good.
We appreciate you. Thank you for the support for the past year. Thank you for the laughs and understanding and all of the above. I'm a crier, so I'm going to just get the show started.
All the white people came together. Look at them. It's like a big ass, hey, y'all. Yes, gentrification, white money. Yes. I am not mad.
Thank you. Even though they're coming for Harlem. They
yeah.
about to
oh,
kick me
oh,
out.
Oh, I have white neighbors.
Yeah, I'm about
in
to.
In the
to.
Middle of Harlem, like, utterly white.
There's going to be one more Starbucks up there before all of the white people in New York are like, move. Go north. Okay, so y'all know
Let's
how this
started.
Shit goes.
Yeah.
We won't waste any more time. Let's start with our hot topics.
Can't wait.
Oh, we didn't even introduce ourselves. I am clearly Lupita, princess. You seem mad. And it's understandable. Bitch, Lupita is the supreme. She's the new supreme.
She really is. That lady is so fucking fine.
That bitch mastered 13 wonders, and I live for her.
She is so gorgeous. Just perfect. Ugh, fuck. Are we talking about the Oscars?
I didn't watch it. I was at the T.J. Moses concert getting my life personally.
Oh, okay. Well, you actually missed a good show. The Oscars were pretty good this year.
That's a surprise. I haven't enjoyed an award show in a long ass time. But I did catch like the last maybe 30 minutes of it. So I saw 12 Years a Slave won. I was happy about that. I caught Lupita's speech on the internet afterwards.
Yeah.
She's just like...
The bitch just floats. She just looks like... Like just this beautiful black angel. Like she doesn't even look real. Like if you touch her, she'll break.
I bet she doesn't even get like eye boogers. I bet they're crystals, and she just like.
Right.
Carno.
Like diamonds.
Mortgage. Like the bitch is. She's just. She's perfect.
For real, Lupita wakes up like that. In that dress was everything. It was Prada, and she said they made it just for her. And it was this special shade of blue that reminds her of Nairobi, I think. And it was just like, girl, can you be more perfect? Like, just shut the fuck up sometimes. Like, I'm a little tired of how amazing you are. And there's like, it's like nothing you can't do. I thought that girl was 22 years old. The bitch is 31.
What? Wait a minute. When did that happen?
Lupita Nyong'o turned 31 3 days ago. I said. The fuck? What? I need whatever you own. I need to go to your country and eat what y'all eat and drink y'all water and use y'all shea butter because she is 31. Look at her. 31 years old. Don't she look like she just slid out her mama?
I adore her so much. She's absolutely
perfect.
Beautiful, and she seems so humble. And I loved when Ellen was walking around with Pharrell's bucket-ass helmet, whatever that shit is, and collecting money. And all those rich white celebrities was like, here's $5,000.
Oh, yeah. Just
Lupita said, bitch, you can have this lip balm.
I got money, but not that kind of money.
I will see you on your show tomorrow, Ellen. Moisturize those lips, girl.
And give it back, because that was Clarins and it wasn't cheap. So return my lip gloss. Hey, anything I get out of Sephora, you got to give back to me.
I don't know what else happened in the show, really. I also caught Travolta absolutely annihilating Idina Menzel's name.
I really think being like trapped in the closet is fucking with his brain cells, because John Travolta called that girl what?
Adele Delassi.
Adele Salim or some shit. Like, fucked it up so bad. I did not know who was about to perform. He said her name and I was like, well.
Adele was at the Oscars this year? What the fuck?
I said, is it like a Middle Eastern Adele? Who the fuck is this?
Shouldn't
like
Adele be recording 27 right now? What the fuck is Adele?
And actually, that was the only bad part of the night, was that fucked up intro. And then Idina Menzel was like so close to the note, but not really on the note.
I didn't hear the
performance. Her whole song, the bitch coasted like this close to the note. You was like, girl, if you would just go a half step, you almost in key.
I love it.
But other than that, the show was great. Ellen was hilarious, and she didn't try to do too much. Of course, they took that.
Oh, the pizza.
She ordered pizza, yes.
They spent like $2,000 on pizza for all of these rich people that don't even eat carbs or dairy.
Shit, not Kerry Washington. Kerry Washington was like, bitch, I'm pregnant. All the rules is gone. My baby like pizza. Give it
to
me.
Did he bring an extra jalapeno? I need another pepper. Bring me with the ranch. Listen.
Child, Kerry Washington took two plates. Like, I'm not fucking with y'all tonight. I know they was all starving. Anyway, I thought the show was cute.
I was inspired by Ellen's pizza situation.
Are we
I did a little something.
Wait, are we? Do you have one?
I was just inspired.
Nigga, if you have one, I will come back there.
I don't have the money for all that pizza, but I have a bag of Doritos that... You seem like you understand. Here you go. This is gonna bless your life. You are welcome. Congratulations.
You have to open the bag and take one and pass it around. It's the honor system. It ain't enough Doritos for everybody.
Share and share alike, nigga.
Take one Dorito. Do not take all the Doritos, niggas. It ain't dinner, it's snack.
If it's not a full Dorito, too bad. That's your motherfucking cross.
Don't be greedy putting your fingers on all the Doritos. Look at your Dorito and select it carefully. Don't be nasty.
No smacking. We have a show to do. Please and thank you. And you are also welcome. Moving on.
Okay.
So I left a very interesting piece out of the Brat story.
I didn't mean to do the Brat like that. I was just so shocked that her name was in a headline for any reason that I just reacted. Like, what?
You are pissed. Because let me tell you something. Okay. You're going to stay pissed because the Brat has got to drop a mixtape, single, sneaker line, limited edition strap. She's got to do something to pay off this debt.
But there is a whole market for, like, openly gay lesbian rappers. Like, it's a whole bunch of studs and femmes out here that would buy the shit out of her records if she would just talk about the girls that you know she fucking. Like, stop playing. You still got braids. You still wear Tims, bitch.
Remember when I said the Brat was fucking Mariah? You remember that?
No.
That rumor came in high school. I don't know if that was true or not. Y'all remember these bullshit rumors from high school? Thank you.
Remember
when they said that Bow Wow's fucking security guard tried to snatch him up? And we didn't know, nigga, these rumors were so treacherous, they reached Jamaica. My uncle called me from fucking Kingston and said, was Bow Wow assaulted? Look at us, so far off topic. The Brat.
Yeah, the Brat.
They actually had to do a retrial for her case because A member of the jury lied 3 times about being an American citizen. This nigga was
a legal resident. I'm gonna need you to say that again.
Listen.
Like, no, start your sentence over.
So, okay.
Because I don't understand the words
they had to do a retrial for the Bratz case where she busted this bottle of Jose Cuervo or whatever the hell this girl's face. They had to do another trial because one of the members of the jury lied about being an American citizen.
What?
Not once, twice, but thrice. And here's the thing.
Why would you... You want it to be... You would have to not be American to lie 3 times in order to get on a jury for fucking Debrat. Like, it's not even a case that the vast majority of the population would give a shit about.
I might have, like, a warrant out for my arrest in Florida right now because I had jury duty, like, the week before I moved here. And
I remember
this. Shit to them until, like, a few weeks ago. Like, who the fuck wants to be sitting there... Look, nosy alien fish, take your ass home and mind your business and let's follow the damn... Anyway, they arrested that motherfucker in the courtroom.
You would think if you weren't an American citizen and you got a jury summons, you would be like, oh, ain't nobody
stay as far
got
away
time.
From government.
Right. How did you even get a jury summons if you're not registered to
Thank
vote?
You.
What the fuck is going on in Georgia? They just sending them to any damn body, just whoever show up.
Either way, whether or not they took Miguel to the goddamn...
You didn't have to do that.
Whether or not, nigga, the brat owes 6.4 million American goddamn dollars.
She ain't got it.
Shit, bitch. Listen, what do you do when you owe a bunch of money you clearly don't have? Like, what do you do?
She got to call and set up a payment plan like y'all do with the electric company. You got to come be like, I got 25 right now.
Does that transfer over into her grandkids when she's long gone?
Man.
Because where is she getting that money from? Jesus H.
I don't even
listen.
Think about that.
If I was in a situation, like, I'm just a mad, please don't ever sue me. Like, I'm, because... If I don't have it, I'm going to look at the judge.
Like, okay, well, I guess I just got to leave America or some shit, because you know good and goddamn well I ain't got $6.4 million, nigga. What?
You can read every count all you want to, Your Honor. I don't know what to tell you.
I'll sit here and listen to you. Read them again. Come on. Let's read them together.
I give this bitch an apology. I can offer her a Netflix password. I don't have that. You can all hold your breath. You're not getting it. So
exactly.
What else you want to do? Anyway, I saw the video of the girl in the courtroom telling her story, and she, yeah.
Oh, she can remember it? I thought her brain stem was all
fucked
up.
I mean, she's like a little off. Like,
that's
you can
not
tell.
Funny.
No, seriously, you can tell. And it's so bad that people thought that she was acting. Like, they thought that she was just trying to make up the story.
Because you hear about niggas getting hit over the head with bottles in the club all the time. You'll never hear about nobody getting fucked up like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you bust a bitch in the head with a Heineken, it's different than a bottle of Hypnotic. Like, you have to understand, bottles are made different. Like, you know, you get like a red stripe, you test in the waters. You don't know what might happen.
I know one thing. I won't ever again feel that urge to hit nobody over the head. Not ever again, Jesus.
Well, we can pray for her. Listen.
Oh, that's all I got. She better start a Kickstarter or some shit. Looking for 6.4 million, bitch. Who got it? Child.
She, you can't get 6,400 from me, nigga. I don't know what to tell you. Dancing with the Stars is coming back again.
How random.
Didn't Amber just win this
No, I feel like Amber just won a couple of months ago.
With her sickening ass. Listen, they just announced the new cast of Dancing with the Stars. Most of them are a bunch of people I've never heard of in my goddamn life.
Okay.
But we've got Candace Cameron, who is DJ from Full House.
Yes, that's DJ.
Why did I not know she's Kirk Cameron's sister?
I don't know. Because he guested on that show frequently. And it was like, you're obviously here because
whatever,
you're Candace's brother.
Drew
I was
Carey.
A Full House stan as a child, so.
The most interesting ones for me, personally, are Billy Dee Williams.
My mama is gonna have a fit.
Billy Dee Williams is 76 years old.
My mama is going to be tuned in like a motherfucker nigga every week.
So you know how my mind works, where I have these like visions that are clearly not going to happen, but just as funny. Because all I can picture, what if this nigga wins? Like, what if he slays the competition? Because so I had like this vision of him coming out and being like, what's his name from, you remember that episode of The Cosby Show with Sandman when he was tapped? Challenge!
Yeah.
Like, what if this nigga comes out fucks up everybody?
That's not going to happen.
And he raises the trophy in the air again. He's like, may the force be with you, bitch. Good night.
That's absolutely not going to happen. But I know one thing. My mom is going to be voting religiously every week. She don't fuck around about
Billy
D. Williams.
I'm going to vote for him just because I want my dream to live.
Okay. Is he the only black one?
No, there's NeNe and her big ass teeth.
NeNe Leakes can dance?
NeNe's teeth look like,
see,
30 iPad minis. Just
when I can tell he's about to go there, I try to stop him, but
fuck him.
It's just she do got some big ass. Them is veneers.
Bucket mouth ass hoe.
You are terrible. What'd she do to you?
She's trash. Listen, first of all,
we
stood by you because you had this goddamn, you were part of the Housewives with this black cast, and you had all the personality, and you were funny and witty or whatever, and, you know, ex-stripper, yay. And we stuck by you. We remember when you got your wigs at Kmart. We remember
when
you shopped at Lane Bryant.
I do.
We remember that bell pepper-ass nose that you have changed 37 goddamn times.
I recall.
In a season alone. We stood by you. Now the bitch has been in two damn Ryan Murphy productions and she thinks she's Josephine Baker or Dorothy Dandridge somebody. Sit your monkey ass down somewhere and stop talking about Queens this
Child.
And reading and oh my friend. Marlo should have whooped that hoe's ass.
I have no idea what this is about. Who the fuck is Marlo? No, don't tell me.
She's the one who looks like Jackie O. She has got like she's been to jail. She looks like Jackie O, and she's got the mugshots of Kaya. Because,
okay.
You know, Kaya got like...
This is terrible. Good luck, NeNe.
Fuck that.
Okay.
Billy Dee Williams all day. I'm making T-shirts.
Team Billy Dee. Yes, nigga. Start the hashtag.
Which one of your English cousins threw a wig at Beyonce?
Mine. Did y'all see that clip? Wasn't it everything? And then she ran with it in her hands like, bitch, you see me, bitch.
Celebrities, they have no choice but to, like, embrace or at least acknowledge stan culture at this point. Someone really took a wig and tossed it at Beyonce at a
really
concert
did.
In London. And she almost fell over this big bushy Pomeranian shit. And then said
NeNe's
something like,
wig.
Oh, y'all got me snatching wigs. And that was like... It was like Thanksgiving.
It was. It felt like she put me on her Facebook all over again. It
you
felt
had
like she
to...
Listen, can I just tell you?
No.
That a couple of my coworkers are here. When I saw my face on Beyonce's fucking Facebook, I literally screamed, ran around the office, everybody turned to look on the computers. I had a breakdown, y'all. That moment felt similar to seeing that bitch running down them aisles with a wig, talking about snatching wigs. I love her so much. It's just, I feel like she just does things to let the Beehive know that she cares and that we should keep fighting
She's
for her.
She's the definition. But you know,
she sends little signs.
She tossed that shit to Julius or somebody and said, burn this.
Don't let this nowhere near my baby.
Cut the lights down. Bring me some Purell.
Okay, you know that
These
wig didn't even make it backstage.
Niggas are crazy.
Nasty ass wig. That was cute though.
I can't wait for her to come back down here.
I know, I'm
shit.
Just waiting, like every day refreshing Beyonce.com, waiting to see some news on some North America. Beyonce, but for real, come back. I need to see you do partition. The bitch brings that chair out.
Look at her.
What? I need to see that
No,
in person.
I don't want to know. I want to be, I just want to be blessed. Like when I get there, I'm trying not to watch any of these videos or look at these photographs. I just want to just be, I want to pass out. I just want to lay in the spirit.
She's doing gifts now too. Did you see on her Tumblr?
Excuse the fuck.
She put up gifts of like her and Ashley and some of the other dancers. I don't know. And they were doing some part. I don't know.
Oh, gifts. Oh, I thought you said gifts.
Like presents?
Yeah.
Her presence.
Her presence
present.
Is a present.
No, she's doing gifts on the internet. I'm so excited.
Listen. So on the other side of music.
Please don't be somebody raggedy. Please don't be somebody raggedy.
So listen, you have to bear with me. Nicki Minaj's mother is making a gospel album. Kia is dead. Kia has died.
You ain't shit, Kia.
Nicki Minaj's
mother.
That
is funny though.
Is making a gospel album.
Kia, control yourself.
Listen, she just released a snippet from her lead single.
You are not for real. Now when her daughter just put out looking ass niggas, look at y'all niggas. I'm fucking all you niggas. Fuck these niggas. No, she is not putting out, nigga.
The single is called God's Been Good.
You're not going to play it, are you?
Hell no.
Oh, I was about to say, now listen, it's limits to what I would
listen,
do.
Listen, people paid money to be here. I'm not doing that to y'all. Listen. No, gospel, because God has been good. And, you know, he's good all the time.
Yeah, this is true, but no, but wait.
But it sounds like starships. It sounds like... No, it does. I mean, if you want to do it to yourself, you can
this
go home and listen to it. And maybe in 7 days, the Lord will come out the TV or something. I don't know. But
had you not told me, I would not even know that this shit exists. Like,
it's like she recreated the Roman Reloaded album and just remixed all the songs.
No, and made them like Jesus-y.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's terrible. Christ-like. That's like Vacation Bible School a couple of years. First of all, I was a steady and faithful servant at Vacation Bible School all of my years coming up. And so when I was grown, I decided to work at Vacation Bible School, give something back to y'all's badass kids. And they remixed All I Do Is Win to like All I Do Is Pray, 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 no matter what. And I said, I cannot laugh at these kids. But I'm going to have to get the fuck out this sanctuary because all I do is, I'm sorry, this appropriate of nothing. What? Nicki Minaj's mama?
You know
mama?
What? She has a song in her heart and she has been blessed. And I feel as though if you want
can she sing?
If you, I mean, it doesn't, I mean, hey, what? don't ask me questions.
Nigga, what was the answer?
She's a better singer than Nicki is. And that's not shade. Bitch, y'all know Nicki Minaj can't sing. I love her. I mean,
y'all said, ooh, like Nicki was Whitney.
Listen, I love the direction that Nicki Minaj is taking currently, but it doesn't, she's a better singer than her daughter.
Okay,
is.
Well.
But I mean, that's still underneath a ton of auto-tune. All I'm saying is, God bless her.
Amen. Good luck. Is
Chris
that it?
Chris Brown.
See, I knew it was supposed to end.
Listen, we gotta give Christina a break because been diagnosed with bipolar 2 disorder. That's very serious and honest to God.
Yeah, look, everybody's faces went from laughing to like, oh.
Yeah.
All of y'all at the same time.
I kind of feel like I can't even shade him even if I wanted to because I'm sure if a doctor, like any physician could come and tell me, nigga, you got that shit too. So you might as well shut your ass up. You manic and depressive. Bitch, you need to go sit your ass down somewhere before you laughing at somebody else.
Like, wait a minute. Why are you talking, girl? Let's talk about your mental health. Because you're not really firing on all cylinders, your damn self.
Right.
I knew something was wrong with Chris. I mean, the nigga was just going bananas. So I'm glad he's at least somewhere where he can get some help and stay out of that Bajan pussy
and
or whatever.
Because
that is just... It seems like Rihanna, every time he's with Rihanna, he suffers a major setback. It's like... He cannot be around
her.
It's
like her pussy sucks his life force out.
Yes.
And just...
like he just is void of like, energy and the ability to act like he has some goddamn sense.
You remember that... you remember Poltergeist when...
Hell no. The little old lady, when that demon touched her head
and she went... That's what happens when you have sex with Rihanna.
I don't watch scary movies. Y'all can have that.
Anyway, oh, bipolar, he has to go back.
Yeah, bipolar and something else too. I forgot. I thought.
Oh, post-traumatic stress.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Severe sleep deprivation. Oh, and inappropriate self-medicating.
That means
cocaine.
That means cocaine.
At the very least, that was their
that
very nice
Chris
way of
snorts,
saying it.
Snorts a line about every half hour. And he is incapable of being sober. I mean, this is really not that funny. I hope he...
I know they told him
to stay in rehab for another 2 months, so hopefully he gets it together. And
I mean, he looks like they're putting some chicken in him, and he's, like, filling out again.
Yeah, but that's because he's in an inpatient facility where he can't do what the fuck he wants to do. When they turn him a loose again, there's nobody but him and his crazy-ass mama and his money. Oh, really? Y'all ain't never said turn it a loose?
No.
Oh, and everybody was like, absolutely not, girl. The fuck? No.
You be forgetting.
Anyway, yeah, I forget I'm not in Oklahoma.
Remember the crick?
Can you not?
I thought it was adorable. That's all I'm saying.
I just, can I, like, I could just be talking.
Chris Brown and Cabbage Poochie and all the great friends over there, I hope they're having a time of their lives, you know, and I wish them
He's still going with that girl?
Yeah, she'd be visiting him, bringing him Marie Callender dinners and shit, and Hungry Man and all that good stuff.
Please don't hit yourself to a bitch who is going to bring you Marie Callender's while you are in rehab. I just am going to ask y'all to do better.
Again, that's my imagination. I don't know what the fuck they be doing. Anyway, you know, good luck to him and all that, and they need to have Justin Bieber's little motherfucking crazy stupid ass. He running around here pissing in buckets and knocking over shit. And they're just like, here, girl, here's some more crack. Like, what the fuck?
I think I saw him on the cover of Rolling Stone or some shit. And they were like, music's new bad boy. And I'm like, you see how they celebrate this boy? You see how he goes around acting a monkey ass fool and he, like, is applauded for it? It's like,
I want
How nice is it to be white? It just must be amazing.
Give me Justin Bieber for maybe 20. All I need is someone to just drop him off in Liberty City, in Opa-locka,
in Florida.
Overtown. Yes, okay. Florida. First 48 territory, bitch. I need drop him off, leave little Twist, little Pivot, all his friends, leave them niggas at the house, and drop Justine ass right in the middle, smack dab of Carol City. And all of that fake thug will come dripping right out of that sphincter, sweetheart. Yeah. I promise you that much.
Or even just the Bronx. You could just take Justin Bieber to the fucking Bronx. And that just, not even close, like by the train either. You got to go way deep. Not where you could just get to Manhattan by cab, nigga. No. You need to go way up in the Bronx.
You could really take him to like the 168th Street station and just like... He probably wouldn't even know how to get the fuck out of there. Anyway, listen.
Fuck Justin Bieber.
I'm done with our hot topics.
All right.
Is there anything that I missed that you want to talk about?
Nope, no? That's it. That's
they said no, all girl. Right. I mean, we good. Well, good. That means I didn't miss anything. Thank you. Shit. Well.
Girl, we gave you a moment.
Nope. You know what the Lord said? No.
Did she say Drake?
What?
There's Somebody made a gospel remix for Drunken. I'm not listening to that. We're going to do our questions now.
Tay, is that on?
Yeah, it's on.
Okay, great.
I heard Drunken Love and I heard gospel, so I'm going to give you a chance.
Actually, no. I don't even want to because...
No. No, like, thank you for letting me know,
Sorry, girl, I might Google that later when I'm drunk,
but I'm not going to listen to that. I don't want to receive that.
I don't even know how I would
I don't want that to be part of my mind right now.
Hey guys, don't forget about our sponsors, Squarespace. It's all in one platform that makes it super fun, fast, and easy to make your own professional website or online portfolio. And you can get a free trial plus 10% off if you go to squarespace.com and use the offer code therapy. Squarespace is constantly improving their platform with new features, new designs, and even better support. They have beautiful designs for you to start with and all the style options you need to create a unique website for you or your business.
Yeah, Squarespace has over 20 highly customizable templates for you to choose from. They've won a ton of design awards, and it's so easy to use that even I can do it. We use it on thisistheread.com. If you guys are interested, head on over to squarespace.com and get started with a free trial and 10% off. It starts at just $8 a month and includes a free domain name. If you sign up for a year, they have a customer care team that is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can start that free trial with no credit card required and start building your website at squarespace.com.
That's right. Don't forget squarespace.com and offer code is therapy. Thanks so much, Squarespace, for your support. Now back to our anniversary show.
So this is, instead of the listener letters, obviously, we're going to take questions from y'all. Asante here with the mic.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Asante.
Hey, hey Asante.
Happy one-year anniversary.
Hey, Asante.
Hey, happy one-year anniversary.
Give me some.
Thanks.
Okay.
I thought you were about to do the, never mind.
Asante's going to come around if you have a question. You
can, so just raise your hand.
Just politely raise your hand. I got this young lady here first, and I'm going to sashay my way on over. Hey, y'all,
we got 30 whole nice minutes for this, so.
Nigga, we got cameramen?
All right.
Where? That's our cameraman?
Budget.
Well, who the fuck else is would it be?
Okay, what's your name?
Marissa.
All right, Marissa.
What's her name?
Marissa.
Hey, Marissa.
Hey.
Wow, it's like Oprah. Like it's a cameraman, wow. Okay, sorry. Hi, Marissa.
Hi. Well, first, congratulations on the one-year anniversary of The Read.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It feels really surreal to even be sitting here right now, so.
You've made my commute a lot better listening to you guys, and clearly they agree. So my question is, earlier today, Crystal, you mentioned on Twitter that you had lace front eyebrows, and I was just wondering if you could elaborate, because I've never heard of them.
So I'm gonna tell y'all this fucked up story, right? Not right now, don't look at me like that. These is my real eyebrows. But,
wait.
Do you not know this story?
Wait.
Okay, well first of all, fuck you, Drew, because it's not that funny. And secondly, first of all, I'm mad at you, Marissa. You could have left that on the internet. About 3 or 4 years ago, I was starting to feel like I should, you know, do more, okay, that is enough out of my friends. More personal grooming about myself. And so I thought it would be great if they made fake eyebrows that you could just glue to your face and you wouldn't have to get your eyebrows done. So I Googled it and sure enough, I found lace front eyebrows. So
And that's the end of the story, right?
No, no, no. We're just getting started. So of course I ordered them. They came to my house. Instead of taking them out of the box and holding them up to my face first, I just shaved my eyebrows off. Just went in the bathroom and wet my forehead and put soap on my eyebrows and shaved them off like Whoopi. I looked crazy, right? So, this was back when I had like 2,000 or 3,000. You too. So this was back when I had like not that big of an audience, so people didn't really care. I felt like I could talk to the.
Oh shit! I remember this.
I knew you were going to.
Now
I
you remember.
It. Yes.
Anyway, I took a picture of my eyebrowless face and put it on the internet. I know somebody still has it. If you do, do not put it up. Like leave
now
it
you know
on your hard
going
drive.
To.
Anyway, the eyebrows looked terrible. In person, like as you would imagine, lace front eyebrows would. Of course, they don't look good. And so that was a long 3 weeks. But I learned how to do my eyebrows because, of course, I was not going to work like that. So at first, I was just drawing like dark brown rectangles right here and then trying to clean it up with some concealer and some alcohol. It was a bad look. But you know, that part of my life is over, Marissa. Thank you for bringing up old shit, old hurtful shit. I don't like to dwell on that shit, but it happened. I own it. Who's next?
Do I have any other questions on this side? Or, oh, okay, good. You know, I can't be strutting too far now. So I have a question, though. How was it being a chola for 3 weeks?
Now, you know, you did not have to do that.
Oh, okay. So we're going to
move
on.
I'm going to see your ass after this show, though, so.
Can't wait. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Leroy.
How tall are you, Leroy?
Really, Asante? Now is not the time.
He's 6'2", y'all.
You just going to throw it?
That is why no, you have jacked, grinder, and the like.
We got to get somebody else to do this.
All righty.
I'm just wondering, you did a New York Appreciation Day. You did a Trina Appreciation Day. Are you going to do a Trick Daddy Appreciation Day?
Well, not anymore.
No.
I don't know. Those appreciation shits that I've been doing, they come clean out of nowhere. I don't know. I think I was listening to fucking 69 Ways or some shit, and I said, you know what? I am going to honor Trina because she fucking deserves it. And then she put it on Instagram. And I want you to understand that.
She put the show on Instagram, like a screenshot of the show, in case y'all didn't know what he was talking about.
Trina acknowledging my existence.
I called him at like 6:30 in the morning. I said, nigga, get up. I said, look at Instagram right now.
It was just like, okay, a part of my mission is complete. I'm doing the right thing. Seeing that Trina was like, yes, I approve. It made all of this worthwhile. That's all I needed. What?
Didn't Dustin say to hold it back if you felt the need to heckle in your heart?
Now listen, if you decided you wanted to pregame, that's your business. But I need for you to calm down.
If I ever did an appreciation day, it would be like Reba McEntire or some shit.
I knew you were going to say some white country woman.
Don't do
Wait
Lady
a minute.
Reba.
Wait a minute. What's wrong with Reba, though?
Not a damn
Nothing's wrong with Reba, I honestly thought you was going to say Carrie Underwood. I get down with Reba, though.
I mean, I'm just saying Reba's a legend. But anyway, let's move on. Okay. You don't have to be like that.
All right, sir. What's your name?
Soku.
And what's your question?
Oh, I know you from Twitter.
Oh, holler.
I mean, I recognize the name. Goddamn. Calm down. Shit.
I didn't even hear it.
So cool, right?
Yes. So cool.
Well, shit. Clean these up.
Okay. I got something for your ass, too. I'm trying to be cute. Hi, So cool. What's your name? I mean, question. I'm going to kick your ass. I'm going to kick his ass.
She will. Look, bruh.
I'm coming.
Come on now.
I just wanted to know, how are you like dealing with the snowstorms and shit? Like every time I see your videos about
really?
The weather, like if I had the same situation.
You don't know how we dealing with the weather?
Yeah, we gonna skip that one.
No, we're not.
Cause I already know what you about to do.
No, we are not. I'm gonna come back over. What the who are y'all? If you're a New York native, like born and raised, make some noise. How the fuck have you been doing this bullshit for all your goddamn lives? It is unnatural. It is not of God. What the fuck? If a city has to be, if the law says, every room has to have a heater or some shit in it. You know, they are telling you, look, we've got to keep you warm, otherwise you will die. This is not, it's not right. What? Fuck. I don't remember what warmth feels like. Shit. God damn it.
Okay. I'm from Oklahoma. We get bad weather, so. But this is not, it's not right, y'all. Like, it's just.
It's like Mother Nature just found out she's a side bitch. Like, why are you so mad at me? Like, what did I do to you? Like, what the fuck? Daily snowstorms? The fuck?
You really are personally offended by this weather. Jesus is not doing this to you. It's happening to us all.
It's especially happening to me.
When does spring start? Bring it. I just would like to experience something over 40 degrees. I just would, anyway, the weather sucks. That's how we feel.
I have a question right over here. What's your name? Jacques. All right, what's your question, Jacques?
No, it's not.
All right, Jacques.
Right? Like, I'm sitting here like, oh, did you just call me a bitch? Because I feel like you called me a bitch.
Is your name Jacques for real? Like the French Jacques.
Jacques Passé.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Haitian, got it.
Chef Creole. Me too, the bug.
Bitch,
the
bug. Me too.
Bitch, me too. It's only a dollar, bitch.
Okay, Asante.
Sorry, I'm a bird. What's your question, Jacques?
So I'm a native New Yorker, and I'm going to be moving to Miami because I got accepted into teach.
Get your ass out. I am jealous as fuck. You're moving to Miami?
Yes.
God damn it. Take me with you. Is that a bag? Shit. Put me in it. What the fuck?
So I wanted to get some tips on, you know, living in Miami. Like how to not, you know.
You won the lottery.
If you lived
good weather,
here.
You won the lottery.
You just go there and live. You have nothing to be afraid of. You just go there and you survive. If you can make it here, you really can make it any goddamn where. You are going to go there and be nude, and there is going to be fucking delicious food everywhere, and people mind their goddamn business, and the beaches are beautiful, and what? And the clubs are sickening.
Nigga, do you need a trip home? Do you need to go home for a little bit? You need a vacation or something?
Because you seem shut your ass up.
I mean, you just seem to really miss it.
I do.
I'm just letting you know.
Me and Tay are going to Atlanta soon, though, so.
Yeah!
Anyway,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm
Miami's the shit. You're going to love it. Soon. Go down there and have a great time. And honestly, if you lived here all your life, you are going to be like, what the hell was I doing?
All right. Who's next?
All right. We have a question over here.
I don't want to talk about the gospel, drunken love.
I hope it's a different question.
I was going to let her slide back in, you know, give her a second chance.
I hope it's a different question.
All right. Okay. What's your name?
Taisha.
And what do you plan on asking today before you ask it?
Asante, don't do her
okay,
like
no, I'm
that.
Just kidding. She's going to do better. We're going to get it right this time. All right, what's your question?
So considering that they did the say no to fuckboys thing with Nicki Minaj and your voice, if you had to send fuckboys somewhere in the United States and designate them on one island or state or wherever, where would you put them and why?
I tried. I really tried. Listen.
I don't.
That's for you. Is it for you? Want both?
Somewhere the fuck from around me.
If you had to.
I don't know, girl. Russia with Sarah Palin. They could sit there and look at Russia from Sarah Palin's house. I don't really know. Just some place that isn't anywhere near me and doesn't have any influence over my life. I don't.
Staten Island.
Now that's not right. Don't do Staten Island. You ain't never even been to Staten Island.
Exactly. If all the fuckboys on Earth lived in Staten Island, we would never fucking see them. It would solve all of the... We'd never get a read letter. Never
What train even goes... Is there a train that goes to Staten Island?
It's an
it's
island,
a ferry.
Girl.
That's why we ain't been. Don't do me. Manhattan is an island.
You got me there.
Who's next?
All right. What's your name?
Al.
And what's your question, Al?
Well, first of all, I'm from Staten Island, so.
Wow. He just shit all over your hometown.
I can tell you that is terrible here. Okay, it is terrible there.
I mean, he's not gonna apologize, so.
You ain't have to tell me.
I'm not asking him to. First of all, I would like to say.
Don't do that, black people.
Wait a minute.
It wasn't even like
Listen,
that.
I missed something.
The young man did not
I
have an attitude.
I will come back there. All right, let's keep the peace.
Well, I missed it, whatever it was.
First Blacks. Of all, I would like to say to Jessica Lee, I'm terribly sorry for waving at you like a mindless lunatic. I just saw you, and I felt away.
Yeah, this isn't
Jessica
weird.
Lee's in the audience.
Yeah.
Oh!
Hi, friend. I'm
come
not sure
Brittany.
If you wanted to be on blast, but now you
come
are.
Come do Britney.
Oh. She can have my mic.
Yeah, okay.
She didn't ask for this.
I did not know this was happening.
Yeah.
What should Britney sing?
They're taking requests.
Yeah, do the grown woman
Just
again.
Do the grown woman one.
It was so good.
I've been drinking. I could feel the wind that could get into me. I've been thinking.
I hate you.
I'm walking to get this thing about
you. All right, that's enough.
Thank you, Francesca.
Thank you.
Make sure you subscribe.
Thank you.
Get out of here.
Sorry that we totally just put you on the spot and made you perform at our show.
Oh, our friends love
okay,
us.
Okay, so now we're going to get to Al's question.
Yeah. I don't have a question as much as I have a statement.
What is wrong with y'all?
Y'all
let
shady
the man state.
Y'all talk about us. You niggas is mean.
But real talk, no flex, though, Al. What's your statement?
Let's go. No. Let's just, come on.
You guys said, like, a while ago, I don't remember what podcast, that you wanted to meet the person who created Best of the Read, so here I am. Sorry.
Oh, you're that person.
You see that? That's redemption. Look at that.
Okay.
Look at that. See?
Well, thank you for dedicating X amount of time to literal bullshit, because I don't know why, like, if for any, like, it blows my mind still to this day. Every time I see, like, the quotes and the posts from that Tumblr page, it's hilarious to me, because it's just like someone actually gives a shit
somebody
about the
somebody sat there and
stuff.
Typed out the ignorant shit we say and put it on the internet. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Thank you for your Tumblr efforts.
For being awesome.
You know we don't get it.
You should have led with that. You should have started off
he'll,
with.
He'll know better for the next show.
First things first.
You got rebloggers in here. Shit.
Hey guys, do not forget to go over and check out our sponsors at HuluPlus.com. You know how much I love them. So if you go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead, you can get access to loads of awesome video content, including dope shows like Community, New Girl, The Mindy Project, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and loads of great stuff. So go check it out.
Yeah, guys, that's HuluPlus.com/TheRead. You get a free 2-week trial, and you get to catch up on all your favorite shows and movies. Thanks to Hulu Plus, I get to keep up with the current season of Parks and Recreation, which is one of my absolute favorite shows. They've got SpongeBob SquarePants, Glee, and there's so many different ways you can check out Hulu Plus. A lot of the shows and movies are available on your phone or tablet, and then you can also watch on your laptop. You can use an Apple TV. You can use a lot of different gaming devices, like the Wii U. So again, head on over to HuluPlus.com/TheRead. You get a free 2-week trial, and you guys are absolutely going to love it. They've got something for everybody.
That's right. HuluPlus.com/TheRead. Let's continue.
Next question.
Hell no. A question from somebody we don't know.
Go. Look, in the back.
No, hell no.
There in the back.
There we go.
Tay.
Not playing with you.
I gotta get my paycheck, so sorry, bro.
Listen, each and every one of y'all needs to come.
Somebody that they don't know.
How you gonna ask a question when you got my number?
In the back.
Wave.
Who's
there
next?
She is. In the back.
Somebody.
Y'all gonna make
thanks,
me
Tay.
Y'all know I was twerking before y'all came out here now.
Oh,
now
so listen. You was the one they was hollering for?
No.
Oh, it was you? You? What was you doing?
She was twerking too. We battled. We had a little battle for a second.
You
seems
always
like she
do
won.
That.
That's cool. Whatever. I mean, you know, bad bitches got
to
get props to each other. All right, what's your name?
I'm Kinsey.
Kinsey is really pretty. Y'all can't see her from all the way up there, but
she got
really,
a girl
really
six voice too. Hey, Kinsey.
My voice.
It's not that kind of party.
But I don't even have a question. We literally just landed from Miami. Like, we just came straight from the airport. So, sorry. I just want to say hi. We love you.
Well, hey, girl. Thank you for coming all the way from... You didn't come for this, did you?
Well, actually, we came a day early because we found out that you were doing the live.
Wow. Thank you. I can't believe you extended your
flight
for this.
Did you bring any sunshine with you?
You could have been at home in Miami, but you chose to be up here in 15 degrees. That's love, and we appreciate it.
That means a lot. Thank you.
There was somebody right here that you walked past, Tay. Like somebody...
Here we got a couple. Oh, there's one.
Someone. Look to you.
No, we know him. Fury knows him.
Oh.
Who was that?
Who is it? Never mind.
Hi, sweetie. What's your name?
My name's Cassie.
And what's your question, Cassie?
It's kind of to piggyback off of Kinsey's question, because I came from Charlotte for the show.
What?
I was just wondering,
ooh, y'all got cookout.
We sure do.
Delicious.
What is cookout?
But I was just wondering how
fucking
you
fucking delicious.
Okay.
But did you bring any with you?
Charlotte, okay. North Carolina.
But I was just wondering how you guys pick your shows and if you could possibly come down south, like to Charlotte.
Well, we go where we're booked. So first, someone from Charlotte who has some money needs to email us and say, we'd like to pay you.
Girl, listen, we have other dates. That Wait, how you requested shows for Charlotte? You here? Listen, no, we have some other shows that we're planning. There just haven't been dates confirmed. But I see all of the requests, and a lot of people have requested shows in cities that we will be going to. And that's all I'm going to say about this.
It's not an answer to your question at all. It basically just means be patient, and we'll get there eventually. But thank you so much for coming up here. That's crazy.
What's your name again?
Cassie.
Cassie, if we come to Charlotte, you need to have all of the cookout. Okay.
She said Aunt Bluebell.
Okay.
That's all you had to say.
That almost sounded like a proposal.
I have to sometimes let y'all know that this shit ain't a
that
joke.
That sounded sexual.
All right, I have a question right here in the second row. What's your name?
Greg.
Hey, Greg. What is your question?
What's your favorite memory of each other?
Oh, Christ.
Oh, fuck.
Well, when we get together, I don't usually remember the evening.
Wait, for that to be so true. Hold on. I don't want to say anything, like, mushy because I know that I will, like, cry. So, I will say the time that we were at our friend's Bobby's house, and it was my first time playing Phase 10.
Oh, bitch. This was wretched.
And I may actually have the video of it. I'll share it sometime. Maybe. No, I can't do that to you. Listen, Phase 10 is a fucking hard game if you've never played it before. And I got extremely frustrated and picked up all of the cards and threw them around the room. And Crystal had the biggest laugh, like, fit.
When I laugh, it gets out of control.
Like, she does this, what you do this thing where you'll be like,
ooh! Like, my bottom lip starts to quiver. It just becomes a lot.
And, like, I thought we had to call, like, an ambulance. That's it. It's very accurate.
Anyway.
And so, because of that day, like, none of my friends will play Phase 10 with me anymore. No. We were in D.C. in the supermarket,
right.
And I saw
That's
Phase
right.
10, went to go grab it, and all my friends, no, put it back. Like a mother, put it back.
Not
we
playing
are not
that game
playing
with him.
Phase 10
He's
with
a sore loser. My favorite memory of you that I can share with the public is probably the time we went to Atlanta for the Reed Atlanta. Oh, hey, shout out Atlanta. Oh, bitch, I'm saying it. And we was in my hotel room, and we were extremely not sober. And Kid Fury, did you sit on it? Did you lean on it? Wait a minute.
You
nasty. I was talking about the ironing board.
You ran into it, like the ghost video. Like.
I didn't know y'all was gonna take it there. Anyway, he fucked up the ironing board so bad that shit was on like a lean. It was like half broken. Like, I don't even really know, but we have so many pictures of it, and we just laughed.
Miss Gia was there.
Yes, Gia was there, and some more of our friends.
I don't even know why we had that ironing board open, but...
I don't. But
I
you
clearly...
just broke it out of nowhere, and it was just like, what? Like, what?
It looked like Phaedra's teeth. It looked like...
This is rude. So I made him go get the ironing board from his room and bring it to mine, because I was not getting charged no $45... ironing board fee. Like, nigga, you broke that. So.
Listen, I bent that motherfucker back into shape and shoved her.
He tried.
Listen, why are we snitching on, why am I snitching on myself?
Anyway,
actually, you snitched on me. Shut your ass up.
You snitched on me too. Talk about how I cry laughing and all that shit. You could have kept that.
You don't have to pay for the laugh. I don't want anybody at the W in Atlanta calling me about that damn
Who's
ironing
that?
Board.
Oh, okay. Somebody is listening. All right.
All right. What's your name?
Hi, Jasmine.
And what's your question, Jasmine?
So you guys have been a part of each other's lives for a year now, and you met each other a little bit before then. How do your family and friends that knew you before the Reed think of each other? How does Kid Fairy's mom and dad think of you, Crystal? And
yeah, right.
That was a good one.
That was funny. Where's the next question? What if you think for one hot second that my mama or father listens to the Reed? Girl, what? My family, no. My cousins who listen, they're younger, and they're like, oh, that boy who does the show with you is really funny. They don't know how to say, is he gay? Like, they want to ask, but they don't know how to do it politely. So they're just like, he's real animated. He's funny. But, you know, as far as, like, parents having an opinion of one another, that has not happened. No, Lord.
My parents don't listen to the Reed, and I know they don't. They have a habit sometimes of sneaking and watching or listening, whatever it is that I'm doing. But I know them, and if they listen to this show, my phone would be ringing off the
I'm
hook.
I'm going to get a call. Yes.
And my mother would be like, so listen, first of all, what's up with all this gay shit? Secondly,
yep.
Do you have to cuss all the time? And I really, like, sometimes I listen back. I cuss a lot.
Yeah, we do. We both do.
Anyway, they haven't really made any comments. I think some of my friends listen to it or whatever. But anytime I'm doing something, I always let my parents know. Like, so, you know, we're doing this podcast or whatever. Do not listen to it. And I lie to them and tell them that I have ways of, like, finding out if they listen to it. They believe me. They don't know what the fuck that shit is about. So I just be like, look, don't do it. It's awful. And they're like, you getting paid? Yeah, I am. Do you?
Yeah. So. My dad thinks I'm a lot more famous than I actually am. He asked me for Toni Braxton's number. Like, the fuck? I don't have Toni Braxton's number, daddy. I cannot assist. I promise I go get my phone right now. My daddy. Like, nigga, no. Okay, who's next?
What are you going to do, move Toni Braxton into his house?
Right. Like, come on, daddy. How was that even going to work out?
What's your name?
Olu.
Hey, Olu.
Why are your friends?
Did you come
that?
With them?
Oh.
Terrible
I was
friends.
I say that's mean. You said your name and they laughing.
It's right.
Yes. Flash the light on those awful friends.
See, now y'all on the video. Now y'all part of this. Y'all known as the bad laughing friends. Oh, see, yeah, they good friends because they don't care. They're like, yeah, that's fine.
Let's get okay.
What's your question?
So my question is about Scandal. How do you feel about where the storyline's going right now? By the way, I love you.
Okay, well, bye. We just put a show out on Friday. I know a lot of you probably have not heard it yet, but if you did, we briefly talked about Scandal.
Yeah,
we don't want to, you know, use any spoilers or anything, but I mentioned on Friday's show that I really want Shonda to take the story back to Olivia and her team solving problems. Like, that is what got me into Scandal in the first place. The fact that they took these impossible situations and made them all right. Like, that was what was so thrilling about it. And the whole, you know, fucking the president and all that other bullshit was basically a secondary story. And now it's like, the mess is the main story. So watching it just feels like, I don't want to see this shit. That's why I don't watch Being Mary Jane, because it's the overall theme of Being Mary Jane is mess. And I don't want to look at that. Scandal used to be better than that to me, and so I'm hoping it goes back to that format.
Yeah, I sort of agree. I think it's still entertaining. I'm enjoying it. But it's not even like Fitz and Olivia don't have a relationship I can root for. Every time they kiss and hug, I'm just like, look at this bullshit. Ugh.
Every time.
Gross.
I mean, and they all crazy. Melly crazy. Cyrus crazy. James crazy. Just the whole damn
and
cast.
Fitz ain't even like this awesome guy who takes care of him. He's like Drake. Like, he's just like, hey, meet me at this address. So I bought this house for us. I love you. Come back to the White House. And she's like, yeah. You know that she does with her mouth where she... And then she goes right back to him. And then it's the same shit over. And then he brings her to the White House. And it's like, look, bitch, we going to Iran. And I fit. Duh. Bam. Shit. The fuck fits. And then she's pissed.
Air Force One.
And then he buys her a fucking llama or something. And they start fucking again. This is just awful. House of Cards is the shit, though.
See, I wasn't even going to bring up House of Cards. But goddammit, I watched both seasons in about a week. and that shit is good. It's like Scandal for people with a master's degree. It's like, it's just smart as fuck. I do wish they had more black people on it, but in reality, black people not really in the government, so I guess it's true to life. I do love House of Cards, though. Can't wait for season three.
Like, the two of them, if you... Let's say your character is trying to get the president out of office. In House of Cards, they will think and manipulate and plot, and they will set all of these little mental and emotional traps until the president has no choice but to resign. In Scandal, they will shoot that nigga in the face and go to Chuck E. Cheese, the end. That's the difference between the two shows.
Yes. Who's next?
Next question.
You got some over yonder. How much time do we have left for questions? Who knows? Well, not y'all. I'm talking to them.
Like, we have all day.
Yeah, all right. Why not?
All right, what's your name?
I'm Noelle, and I'm from Los Angeles, but I've been in New York since December.
Noelle. When I was taking French, that was my French name that I chose for myself. Random piece of history.
What's your question?
Fury, I want to know why you're not moving out of this place in Harlem where you live with these horrible children. What is going on?
You're far outside your business. You are far outside your business. So I'm just going to go ahead and stop you right there. No.
Girl, because the rent is too damn high.
The rent is high, and I'm not paying a fine. No. I'm just waiting for, you know, I don't want to go out and just... spend a shit ton of money just to get out of the... I feel like I can deal with Kylie and her day-to-day bullshit until I am ready to have... Because I want to have my own shit, walk around in the nude, and just do me.
I was about to say, I'll come over, but then you said you would be in the nude, so I you just texted.
Wouldn't
me.
You? Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
So, there you go.
All right, what's your name?
Yusra.
Are you sure? What's your question?
I've been watching Fury for like a really long time when he was throwing Bibles at computers and whatnot. I'm from Toronto, so we have Rob Ford.
And your mayor was just, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Justin Bieber.
Your mayor is real.
Real something.
I just wanted to ask, like, what's your future plans for The Read? Like, do you guys want to be on TV? Because I would watch, definitely.
Well, before, I just really have to mention that, you know, I know y'all feel a way about Rob Ford. Personally, I think that he looks like he majored in barbecue sauce studies. And I feel like that is reason alone to hear him out, you know?
He looks real. Give the man a chance.
Walk with that. I just feel like if I'm ever in a room with Rob Ford and I'm like, you know what I want right now? Some ribs. And that happens to me like 3 times a day. And I feel like he would be like, nigga, we can go right there. You know, so. Anyway, what was your question? Celery? What was
your
diets?
The Read, nigga. The Read.
The Read TV. Yeah. Sure.
Sure we will. There we go.
All right, I have another question right here. What's your name?
Natasha.
Hi, Natasha. What's your question?
Well, it's interesting because she kind of asked a part of what my question was. I also wanted to know what you guys had in store for yourselves. Maybe not just TV, but other ventures you're thinking about branching out into now that you had so much success with the podcast.
Keeping it real in these streets, making these dog assholes mad. Yep.
I'm here for that.
Keeping
I'm
these niggas sick. Being myself, staying flawless. Etc.
No, we have stuff that we listen.
If we could talk about it, we would.
I have all the anxiety in the world about the shit that, you know, so when it's ready, I will give it to you humbly and I will say, here you are. Enjoy this, please. And I hope that you do. And maybe you won't. And I'm sure you won't be afraid to tell me if you don't.
Congratulations to you guys.
Thank you very much.
Love you guys.
We appreciate that.
All right, now I'm a little too big to be getting through here.
Just pass the mic down.
Pass the mic down.
Just hold on.
Pass the mic around.
First of all, I want to say I'm from.
Turn the wigs around. I'm so sorry. I had to do it.
Shirt. I want your sweatshirt.
I'll tell you where to get it.
Oh, okay.
Later. I don't want to tell everybody.
I gotta not be everybody. Out in these streets. We exclusive.
First of all, I want to say I'm from Texas, so fuck this weather.
Hell yeah. Bullshit. Hey, Texas.
Okay. I wanted to ask. I don't
it's
know if
always
you guys
have, one.
Oh. I don't know if you guys have ever answered this before, but what's your favorite childhood memory?
Favorite what?
Childhood memory.
Oh, childhood memory.
I think we have answered this before.
No, I don't know. Ooh, wasn't.
I mean, mine is really much. Simple. It was this day that me and my mama and my daddy and my two brothers went to Bell's, which was an amusement park in Tulsa where I grew up. And we went to Bell's all damn day, nigga. Like, my house, it was like you do not get to go out and do fun things. We didn't even eat out that much. My mama cooked every day. So one day we went to Bell's and we stayed all day. And then we went to Pizza Hut. It was like two times the Christmas in one day. I remember being like 11 years old and hype as hell. We went home and had French vanilla ice cream. I remember every detail of this because I remember thinking.
Every dish.
Because I remember thinking as a child, this is the best day of my life. And I don't think I've thought that since. So I just remember being very happy.
I don't know. Every time I would ask my mama, can we go to McDonald's after school? And she said yes. Those were always great. Catching Sailor Moon in the morning before a bus.
Really? All of y'all watched that? He thought I was so crazy because I had never seen it.
You are the one lone soul who does not understand the life Serena and her friends brought.
Have y'all watched that shit as an adult? Because it's dumb as hell.
Listen, you can be mad all you goddamn
answer
want
your question.
To.
Answer your
Moon
question. What's your happiest
power,
childhood memory,
bitch,
nigga?
That's
what's
what
your
you
happiest
need to know.
Childhood memory, though?
I think maybe when I was about 10 years old once, I was visiting Jamaica, and my grandfather, rest his soul, owned a ton of land, and there was a river way down in the jungle somewhere. And my uncles took me down. It was the longest walk of my life, and I thought things were gonna eat me. But when we finally got to the river, they let me play around in it, and I thought that I was like in an A. Marie video. It was fantastic.
You're so dumb.
Hi, what's your name and what's your
just
question?
Slap myself in the mouth.
Hi, my name is Artley. And my question is, so you guys have been doing this for a year now, and you've gotten a lot of listener letters and updates. Are there any updates that you can remember that you wish people have gotten back to you on, aside from Jay and his awesome, like, scandal-esque...
And his paternity expose.
You mean any letters we wish we got updates on?
Yeah, like, for example, the girl who was living in the UK and her boyfriend was doing that download.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That one.
Yeah. That bitch never got back to us.
That one.
That probably didn't end well, to be honest with you. I can't recall off the top of my head.
She was like, I kind of think my boyfriend's on dogpoundusa.com. I don't know if this is him.
Is that a real website? Wow, so it is. Because this young man in the front was like, yes.
We
it's on my home screen, actually.
Right by that, Jacques. You're not on my team, Jacques. Damn.
It's bookmarked? Okay. I don't remember, girl.
I need your judgment, Asante. Next question.
Listen... Hi, what's your name? What's your question?
My name is Brenda.
You one of the bad friends.
Yes, I am. Okay, I follow you religiously on Instagram, and you have a thing for the pole. So what would your stripper name be?
Excuse me?
You have a thing for the pole?
Did this bitch just call me Black China?
Is this a different Instagram I don't know about?
No.
I have a thing for the pole.
Everybody's like, yeah, girl, he always...
And then you were like on the pole, like.
Oh, it's
you
Sweetie.
Got some moves.
Okay, if I had a stripper name,
wow.
Kinky Twists.
She said you got some moves, Kinky Twists.
Listen, again, you gotta keep Trina proud. You know, you gotta make her happy. Shit, get like me. That's all I'm saying.
You stupid as hell.
Are we gonna pass this mic all the way down?
Let's
now?
Do. How many more of these are we doing? Yeah, we could do a few
Sorry.
More.
30 more.
Oh, no, I'm not like, let's stop. I'm just trying to keep track of time.
So. Hi, white friend.
Hi.
Oh, are you white?
I've
From
been
here,
white
you just look light-skinned. Sorry.
No, my name's Leslie. I don't really have a question. I just wanted to say I am proud of you guys. I've been a fan from the start. I've listened, and I've watched Kid Fury's videos.
Why are y'all doing this to me?
But No, I just wanted to say I know you were going through some things or whatever, and I don't know if you know, but many of your fans probably are too, and your show really brightens up a lot of people's days, you know. So I wanted to thank you.
I will kill you.
But thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Leslie.
The last time I cried at a live show, this bitch laughed at me.
Well, because he was getting emotional.
Right next to me and cackled live in Atlanta.
Because he was getting all his feelings for no reason.
It was a good reason, and I was complimenting you.
Right, so it was just extra. It was like, calm down. I will see you later.
This is why I told her she's unable to love, because she was just no emotion.
I'm not even going to argue with you on that.
All right,
Dustin told me we don't love him. I'm sorry. Let's go. What are we doing?
Well, Dustin can't say it, so you got to say it for
him. Oh, no. I'm not playing that game.
Oh, okay. Well, what's your name and what's your question?
Hi, my name is Regine. My question to you guys is...
Yes, Regine! So listen, we have to get Living Single back. Because your name is Regine, whether you like that show or not, you are obligated.
I bet you're real tired of that, ain't you, Regine? Yeah, you sick of that. Ever since that show came on, you've been like, really?
So my question to you is, when you give your relationship advice, is it based off...
I'm sorry, wait. She didn't even acknowledge your bullshit. She was like, nigga, I have heard this so many times.
Whether you like it or not, are obligated to help me get that entire series on DVD. I'm looking for your signature.
I'm working on it.
That's all I'm saying.
Sorry, go ahead.
When you guys give your relationship advice, what are you basing it off of? Your own personal experiences, friends of yours, or just simply your own life experiences for what you've seen on...
It's a combination of all three for me. Mostly it's personal experience, because I've been through some really fucked up relationships. Y'all don't even know, like, the quarter of it. So I felt like, you know, me going through these years of bullshit ought to be helpful to somebody.
R. Kelly songs.
Why do I even answer these questions? I'm going to just start saying bullshit. I'm going to just be like Dog Biscuits next time. And just, like, why do I even?
Yep. All right, what's your name and what's your question?
Hi, my name is Janae. Your anniversary, my birthday, just want to say that. And
happy birthday.
Thank you. Kid Fury, my favorite Trina song is Look Back at Me. Don't, please. What's your favorite Trina song?
It's like, fuck, what shit? There's so many lessons. Hold on. Oh, shit. Favorite Trina song.
He really gets all his life advice from Trina. This is like asking him his favorite Bible verse. You can't just put him on the spot like that. You got to give a saint a minute.
Damn it. Shit. Maybe The Baddest Bitch. I think so. Just because that beat, when it comes on, dum, 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 it's like... Every time I hear it, I just imagine her and those thick thighs just stomping down a long hallway and bitches just being pissed.
Give us your favorite bars.
What?
Give us a couple of your favorite bars from The Baddest Bitch.
No, don't do all that. I got game for you young hoes. Don't grow to be a dumb hoe. That's a no-no. Okay, that's all. I'm not going to do it.
I was about to get into it. Y'all was playing my class song out here earlier, Back That Ass Up. That was dead ass my class song. It's not a joke.
You're welcome.
So I was backstage just like, yep. Memories, the 99 and the 2000.
Okay, we got like three more questions.
All right, what's your name and what's your question?
Ethan.
Hey, Ethan.
Hi, Ethan.
You look like you read books. What's going on?
You do. You look like you read not even just for class.
I had a nerdy question. But first thing, Hill Country in downtown Brooklyn has Bluebell ice cream.
Yeah, and it's nasty. It's freezer burn.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Okay. Now, you know
Thanks
good and damn well
out.
We looked. We went. As soon as somebody told me on the internet, I said, I'm going today. It's freezer burns and nasty, but thank you.
But anyway, so since y'all talk a lot about nerd culture, Kid Fury does, and try to get Crystal into it, what would you have to pick if you had to pick one or the other? Sailor Moon or Jim?
She gonna say Jim.
No, I'm not. Because I actually don't remember shit about Jim other than being truly outrageous. I didn't just stand for Jim like that, or even really most cartoons. I watched the stupid 90s sitcoms. I was really all about Full House and Family Matters and Fresh Prince, and I wasn't into the cartoons so much, but I can tell you everything about everybody on all of the 90s sitcoms, bitch. I tuned in for TGIF religiously.
Oh, my God, that's TGIF.
Time for my stories. And I would sit there in front of the TV until TGIF went off. So,
yeah.
Sailor Moon is, I mean, I watched it as an adult, and it's dumb as hell. But most kids' programming is, so.
Don't be mad.
Bitch, it's dumb.
Because you, like...
It's dumb.
Stop trying to sap all
this
the
bitch. No. Let me tell you why it's dumb.
Childhood.
Because Sailor Moon is what, the princess of the universe, and all this bitch can think about is some nigga who flies around in a mask and a cape. She dumb, and nobody can recognize her when she got them big ass balls on the side of her head with them ponytails dripping down. Nobody knows this bitch. She never changes her hair, but nobody recognizes her. Okay. And the bitch is in the middle of Japan. Her best friend sound like she from Jersey. And how is she white, blonde, with blue eyes? Okay, sorry. I'm just saying it's dumb.
Okay.
Just dumb.
I don't even remember what your question was.
Two more.
Yeah.
Wait, did you answer the question?
Sailor Moon and Jam and Martin and A Different World and Sister Sister and Moesha and whatever the fuck.
So are you going to pick between Sailor Moon and Jam at all or no?
Yeah,
I'm
Sailor
supposed
Moon.
To pick
Sailor
one
Moon.
Or the other. All right. Sailor Moon. There you go.
All right. What's your name? What's your question?
Hi, my name is Christy. Fury, you've been my boyfriend in my head for a long time. I know
I
you
hate to disappoint you.
Me, but I love you. I know.
Okay.
Straight girls always do this.
But Crystal, my question's for you.
Okay.
How are you and Princey doing? Is he jealous of this friendship that you have? Or I followed you on Twitter for a long time. I'm nosy.
What?
I'm nosy.
Sweetie, I know you meant that with a good heart.
Who?
But she asked how me and Princey are doing.
Too far outside your business. Next question.
Like, I know you meant well, but please don't ask me about somebody who ain't on this stage.
Everybody is good. Next right. question.
Everything is good.
What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, guys. I'm Trudy, a fellow Floridian. Fury, I feel your pain about Bluebell and Publix. I miss them both. So my question
don't even have a Waffle House here.
I don't even, and IHOP is nasty. You can pretend like it ain't, but it is.
It's an injustice.
IHOP is nasty. I would rather go to Jimbo's any day of the week than IHOP. Yes,
ma'am.
Because at least at Jimbo's, they fast, and you can get the whole goddamn menu for $15.50.
Okay, enough about bacon. What is the question?
Today, I had to take your advice and tell the devil to suck a dick in my own little tomb.
Yes!
So, I was just wondering, how are you doing with your optimism?
My faith is being tested
every
day.
We have the worst friends. We really do.
I'm trying. No, honestly, I am trying to be more optimistic. I've been a huge pessimist for about 26 years. So that's all I know is looking on the dark side and not the bright and looking for the worst in people. That way you're not disappointed, you know? But all of this, you know, it's nice. I heard that being optimistic is good for your immune system and your skin. Some shit I read on Google. And so I'm trying my best, but everything pisses me off. Like, that's the hard part. Like, traffic, children, snow, questions.
Being outside, being inside, reading email, looking at your phone.
Low-fat cheese and
literally
sugar-free
everything.
Things. And
MTA.
Pretty much everything
NYPD.
Makes me angry, so... I'm doing my best. I'm staying prayed up. And thank you for everybody who's been supportive of me and my insane ass, whatever.
Amen. Is that it or?
One more?
I have one more right here, Jesus. What's your name and what's your question?
My name's Terrell. I've been following you both for a long time, but I was one of the people that called in when you were working at that telemarketing.
Me too, bitch, the fuck? Do y'all remember when he had that? Yes, that was everything, right? I definitely called. I called multiple times.
When you made that video, that is one of my favorite videos. I watch that video at least every other day when you tell that story because it is hilarious.
I think that's all great right. That everyone thinks it's so funny that I was almost sued by H&R Block.
You was playing with them white folks' money. You knew better.
I don't know what I was thinking. Let me tell you something. I almost shat like a whole bus. Like, I could have just, like, I was sitting there like, Kid Fury, I'm busy. I'm working. Kid Fury, get out of here with that Power Ranger shit. I don't know who the fuck that is. Get out of here. And this was the one who said, someone is going to Google your
picture. I said, you know they're going to Google you.
Sure enough, Twitter profile, cheesing like shit. They printed that motherfucker out and came to my desk and said, so girl. You didn't think this one all the way through, did you? Step into this office, and I remember that white woman, I think her name was Linda. I hated that bitch with a passion, and she thought she had me. You know you're going down, right? You know, this is unacceptable. And the president of the company came in and was like, he had to pull me to the side later on, and he was kind of like, listen, I get it. It was supposed to be funny. It kind of was. Apologize to these white people so we can get this shit over with. And I apologized, and they left me the fuck alone. God is good, because like the brat, I ain't got it.
That was everything.
Is that it?
That's
yeah.
It. All right. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
For all your questions. Let's move on to the read.
So, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay.
So, Humans of New York is one of my favorite blogs. I'm sure you guys have heard of it. It's crazy popular. And but a couple of weeks ago on Humans of New York, he featured a man who said something along the lines of, I'm a really great feminist, and that's why I don't give up my seat to women on the train. Now, I personally don't give a shit about a man giving up his seat on the train, but let me just explain something to you dumbass motherfuckers. Feminism is not about women standing up while men sit on the train. I really wish it was. I wish our biggest problem was men not getting up, right? I wish that was the biggest shit we had to worry about. Nigga, let's trade. You really want to know what it's like? You really want to experience the other side of this inequality bullshit? We don't get paid as much as y'all do. We don't get hired as often as y'all do. We don't get promoted as much as y'all do. We have a much higher chance of getting raped than y'all do. It's like, how are you taking something as complex and as important as feminism and turned into your little, like, this is your little sound bite, like you just want to be funny as hell. Like, oh, I don't have to give up my seat on the train because we're all equal. Like, nigga, let's really talk about what equal is, because what equals not is the fact that we have to teach little girls to not go outside at night by themselves or always travel with a friend, instead of teaching little boys to keep your dick to yourself and not go around assaulting and raping women. That's what the real motherfucking problem is. The real problem is that women are continuously discredited for everything they do. If you fuck up at work, it's because you're a woman. If you fuck up with your kids, it's because you had a job. And why did you have a job when you were supposed to have kids? If you don't have custody of your kids, Lord knows, everybody would talk about you for that, maybe even me, but let's not get into that. It's everything a woman does. If she fucks up, it's attributed. That's just her time of the month. If you can't drive, if you can't take care of your own finances, everything we do comes back to us on being girls. It's like, it's just the sexism is so systematic, like it's just ingrained in our culture, and it's so fucking bad that people think they can say shit like, oh, well, I'm a feminist, I don't give up my seat on the train, and think that that's what feminism about. If you really want to sit down on the train that fucking bad, please do. And in return, I'll take a 33% increase for doing the exact same work, and I'll wake up in the morning and see a Senate comprised of 83% women instead of 83% men. Like, let's talk about what it really is. I'll be able to go to any goddamn Dwayne Reed and pick up birth control like it's gum, nigga. Let's talk about if women really ran this shit. So that just gets on my damn nerves. I don't really give a shit if you agree with feminism. I don't care if you are a feminist. But don't sit up here and take something that's so important to me and millions of other women and men like me and turn it into a seat on the goddamn train. Because, honey, you can honestly have it. If it means I'm going to get rights and be treated like a regular fucking person, it's not right that we give boys the space to fuck up. We let men have space to be human. And when they fuck up, we say, oh, well, things happen. But we only give girls enough space to fit into the mold that we have carved up for them.
To make themselves smaller.
I'm not even trying to get on my...
I'm sorry. You're on the
roll. I'm not even trying to get on my Chimamanda shit. I'm just saying. don't take something so important, a movement that means so much, and compress it into a seat on the train, because you can have it, really. I'll trade you. And that's it.
Yay. Well said.
Woo! What about you?
Okay, Lord, guide me through it. Listen, so I just want to send an extra special fuck you out to, where's the camera? I want to send an extra special fuck you out to State Attorney Angela Corey in Florida.
Oh, that lady. Hey,
if you haven't been paying attention to this Marissa Alexander case, Marissa Alexander is a woman in Florida who was abused by her estranged husband. One day she had enough and fired a warning shot in his direction. Didn't hit him, hit the wall and then up into the ceiling or something like that. And Marissa Alexander was arrested and sentenced to 20 years in prison. She tried to use the stand your ground law to defend herself, but of course Florida said, oh girl, you're a nigger. No.
You know you have to be white to use it.
Absolutely not. So because of this bullshit ass law in Florida called 1020 life, it like involves felonies and guns where if you pull a gun out, it's like a mandatory 10. If you fire it, it's a mandatory 20. And if you actually shoot someone, whether or not they are killed, it's 25 to life, mandatory, right?
No, these are black people rules. These are not.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about for us.
These are the laws for blacks.
Right. So Marissa, a court like appealed or did something. She had to get a retrial. So she was taken out of prison after 3 years and she's like currently on house arrest. Now, State Attorney Angela Corey is trying to increase her sentence from 20 years to 60 because apparently she shot in the direction of not only her husband, but his two children were in the room or something to that case. So the rule now is that instead of having concurrent sentences, it has to be consecutive when it's 10-20. So now they're trying to give her 60 and they're whatever. So look, I think that it is abysmal. It is incredibly irresponsible and it's just fucking disgusting that a man can fire a gun into a car over loud music and kill an innocent 17-year-old black child. Gets away with it. Sure, he got attempted murder for the kids that actually lived. But as far as the one he actually shot and killed, we don't know how we feel about that. This man can hop out of a car after police told him not to and follow a young black boy home, frighten him, get into an altercation, shoot and kill him. Stand your ground. It was his fault. Absolutely not. A woman who was abused by her husband shoots a gun, hits and injures nobody. 60 years. The fuck? That is disgusting. And it sucks for me being from Miami and, you know, my family's, I really want to just be filthy fucking rich. Beyonce, bless me, because I want to move my family and friends out of that limp dick shaped state and just someone just cut the shit off, blow it up, get rid of Florida, fuck the whole, because it doesn't make any sense to me. Do you know the kind of message you're sending to women who are abused when you put this woman on trial and tell her she has to spend the rest of her natural black life behind bars because she was defending herself? How many women are abused every day and are afraid to say something? And then the ones who do say something, it's flipped back. Oh, it was your fault, or you shouldn't have done this, or whatever. Like, you want to throw this woman in behind bars for the rest of her life for sticking up for herself? That's the world we're living in now? Angela Corey, fuck you. Fuck your lineage, your bloodline, your ancestry.
Angela, this is for you.
Fuck your favorite dish, bitch. A pox upon you and your goddamn household, motherfucker. Fuck that bitch. That's how I feel. Suck a dick. I'm done.
All right. Fuck Angela Corey. That was the read.
Ugh, maggot mouth asshole. With that raggedy ass, dry ass jail she be putting in her motherfucking hair, had the nerve to be on my goddamn television talking about laws and motherfucking.
See, you be done and then you get yourself riled up. You do this all the time.
Get a wash and set, bitch. That's what you do before you hop your motherfucking ass in anybody's courtroom and tell them how long they gotta go to jail.
Fix that shit on top of your goddamn head.
Come on,
that
Jesus.
That was the read.
Yes. That is our show. Thank you all so very much for coming out. Don't forget to follow us on...
Oh, all of that is...
No, do not stand...
Woo, everybody
what are you doing?
Calm down.
It's not necessary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I was up there a second ago, before the show started, trying to see if everybody was enjoying that playlist that I created. And
you're real proud of that playlist.
You know, I worked a little hard
this
on it
the
for
eighth
like 15
time you
minutes.
Have brought that up.
Anyway, I was up there and it hit me like all these people really spent money and came out and dedicated their little nights to hearing what I have to say. And it just, I remember being like the freshman in high school and feeling like the outcast and not, you know, having anyone really hearing or giving a fuck about what it is that I have to say. And I said, you know what, one day I'm just gonna do what I can and try my best and see what happens. And so I'm very honored and thankful for all of y'all's support over the past year. It's been amazing, and thank you for supporting me through everything I've been doing. It means a lot. Thank you. And I didn't cry, bitch. Ha ha! Growing! Look at me! Look at me!
Kia.
Singing like Jennifer Hudson, Kia. Come here. Yes.
Yeah, we make our friends get up. Kia does the pass the read clip.
You have to at least
every
do
time
pass
we pass
the
read, this is the girls whose voice you hear. Kia.
Pass the reed like we used to.
Yes.
Thank you all for coming out. Closing arguments?
No, I'm good. Thank you so much for the past year. It has been absolutely insane and beyond anything I could have ever dreamed of. So I am always, always grateful, even if I am being a bitch about it. I am really, really thankful for all the opportunities y'all have allowed us to have. And I think we're going to bring Dustin and his titties back out.
One more flash of my expensive rented jacket.
Let me hear you say, don't
one more time
drop that da-da-da. Hey, don't drop that da-da-da. Don't drop that da-da-da.
I will not do that with you, Dustin.
Well, you got one. You better not motherfucking drop. Oh, wait. You got one. You better not drop it.
Yo,
da-da-da. So everybody give it up for Crystal and get Kid Fury.
Thank
word
you
up. Word up. Congratulations on 1 year of the read and many, many, many more to come. We can't wait to see everybody in so many new avenues and so many new projects. And if you've enjoyed listening to them, just wait till you can watch them on your screen. So catch your cable bill up. Catch everything you got to do and be involved in a part of all of this. But we really want to thank all of you. It's amazing to look out at the crowd and see this sea of educated, beautiful, attractive, all y'all niggas look like Beyonce today. So it's so good to see y'all, and we're just appreciative of it. So before we leave, everyone who is a part of the VIP package, please remain seated so that you can redeem your meet and greet ticket. Everyone else, thank you so, so much for coming. Stay sexy, get a number on the way out, and we'll see y'all niggas later. Word up. My name is Dustin Ross, everybody. Good night.
So guys, do not forget that this episode has been brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. And as usual, you can get a free trial and 10% off if you go to squarespace.com and use offer code THERAPY. Hope you enjoyed our 1 year anniversary.
Woo-hoo!
Shake it on out and all of that great stuff. And make sure that you have nachos in your life.
We will see y'all next week.
Bye.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out.
Yada yada.
And bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.
Hey, y'all, this podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Everyone knows the holidays can take a toll on your bank account, so if you're looking for creative ways to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday treats they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. As for me, I'm very qualified to help y'all learn how to maybe start journaling every day to get your thoughts out and improve your mental health. Or I could teach you how to get on the nerves of every man in a 5-mile radius. I'm an expert at that. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online courses. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and then tailor your course with the powerful built-in Fluid Engine editor. With Squarespace Courses, you can create engaging content that your audience will love, then simply add a paywall and set the price. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or sell subscriptions. It's up to you. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace Courses. Just head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/read to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that's squarespace.com/READ. Let them know Kefir and Crystal sent you.